are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, Dave and Tom continue their weekly in-depth study of the doctrine of salvation. Please stay with us. Now, contending for the faith. In this regular feature, Dave and Tom respond to questions from listeners and readers of the Berean Call. Here's this week's question. Dear Dave and Tom, I've been reading through the book of Hebrews, and I'm struggling. Now, I know you can't cover the whole book in just a few minutes, but could you help me out with chapter 10, verses 26 through 31? These verses are unnerving to me as a believer. Should they be?
Dave, I could see where this person who wrote, you know, might be anxious. This sounds scary.
I think we ought to screen our questions a little better than that. Try to keep the tough ones out. Well, the first thing here...
He's kidding, folks. We love the tough ones. This is the Word of God, right, Dave?
Right.
We're going to wrestle through it.
Well, we better be able to take all of it.
Yeah.
The first thing we notice here, Tom, verse 29, how much sore punishment, suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. That's a good one for Calvinists. Sounds like somebody's going to be lost, and yet he was sanctified by the blood. How can that be?
I hope you've got the answer now.
Well, the Calvinists would deny that Christ died for all.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Christ did die for all. You have a similar statement in 2 Peter chapter 2, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. So here we've got people who were bought by the blood of Christ and Peter, and here sanctified by the blood of Christ, who end up in hell. Well, I believe the Bible teaches that. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believeth in him. So Christ paid the penalty. Behold the Lamb of God who bears away the sin of the world. So I think we have to start with that understanding of this verse.
Mm-hmm.
If we sin willfully, after we have...
Who says we? Aren't these people eternally secure?
I think that it is an editorial we, the same one that you have back here in Hebrews 6. It doesn't use we there, but it's listen to what it says. It is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Now, that's the similar language that we have over here, who received the knowledge of the truth. So these people are similarly enlightened. Those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted of the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify themselves the Son of God afresh, putting them to open shame. So if you really are a believer and you fall away, there's no salvation. But it says here in Hebrews chapter 6, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. So if he's talking about true believers, this doesn't happen to a true believer. Sin willfully, well, that's, yes, I guess if you sin willfully. In other words, it's not through ignorance, but there is a conflict within a person's heart when he sins. 1 John chapter 2, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. A person would confess his sins, but notice what it says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Now we've got an extreme case. We've got someone who despises the commandments of the Lord. And then it says, he has trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing. I think this would be similar to 2 Corinthians 13, where Paul says, examine yourselves, whether you're really in the faith. How would I examine myself? If I sin, I'm not doing this willfully. I'm repentant. You could say, well, I knew what I was doing and I did it. Yeah, but my gracious, I'm so sorry that I did it. And I repent, and I'm not trampling underfoot the Son of God, the blood of the Son of God, and I'm not despising. If that is your attitude, you were never saved. You are lost, mm-hmm. and the judgment of God will come upon you for pretending to be a believer even.
Dave, a little bit of historical background, just briefly. Whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, I know you believe it was Paul, mm-hmm. but that's still, you know, we're not quite sure. Mm-hmm. But the time of it, we know. This was the time around the time of Nero. And there was persecution that came upon the church. In the early mm-hmm. church, they were mostly Jews. Mm-hmm. And their conversion, were they just going along with something until the persecution came? And then, whether they were true believers or not, they split. They separated. Mm-hmm. They were leaving or turning back to the very things, the Jewish law, the rituals, and so on and so forth. So I think Paul is asking, just as you said, test yourself. See if you're in the faith here. Mm-hmm. This is what you're doing. And if you don't have conviction of this, you were never saved to begin with.
That's right. If you do this, you are lost.
Yeah.
This passage, in other words, is not teaching falling away. If you commit such an evil sin, then you have fallen away. No, it's teaching that if you do that, you never were saved.